This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It was last December that a soldier who'd survived two tours in Iraq was murdered in the U.S., allegedly by three of his fellow soldiers. The killing took place in Colorado Springs near Fort Carson, Colorado. People in Colorado Springs were shocked and puzzled, and they had questions. Were the alleged killers just bad apples? Should they have been allowed to join the Army in the first place? And the Army said the alleged shooter had post-traumatic stress disorder, and how might that play in court? NPR's John McChesney has been investigating and filed this report.
Kevin Shields was out celebrating his 24th birthday the night he was shot. He'd been sent home from Iraq with traumatic brain injury and was waiting for a medical discharge. His mother, Deborah Pearson, lives in Roscoe, Illinois, where Kevin grew up.
So I talked to my mom, and we had decided that day at 12:30 I was going to call him with her and wish him a happy birthday. That didn't happen. 11:15, I got the call that he'd been killed.
Shields had been shot in the face, the neck, and the groin with a .38 caliber pistol. The night before, he'd been out drinking in downtown Colorado Springs with three Army acquaintances, Lewis Bressler, Kenneth Eastridge, and Bruce Bastion. Police quickly picked up Bastion, who began to talk. In a document filed with the court by the district attorney, Bastion said he and the other men had gotten so drunk that they had to stop the car at least twice to vomit. Here, an actor reads from the document about what happened after one of those stops.
As Bastion walked back towards the car, he saw Lewis Bressler shoot Kevin Shields. Kevin Shields immediately fell to the ground. Bastion reported Bressler then walked over to where Kevin Shields was lying, stood over him, and shot him four more times.
Lewis Bressler, the alleged shooter, had been sent home early from Iraq because he had been diagnosed with PTSD. He'd been given a medical discharge and was taking medications. In fact, we know quite a bit about the suspects because they all had websites on MySpace. Bressler and his wife, Tira, both have sites there, which Bressler's lawyer, Ed Ferry, describes this way.
Both he and his wife discussed their adoration of each other. So I think it's a prototypical kind of web page by young people in America today. And it doesn't show any of the pathologies that certain other web pages show where people are contemplating bad acts.
But if you dig deeply on the sites, you'll find some ominous signals. For instance, Lewis Bressler's headline is Chillin' and Killin'. Tira Bressler's moniker is Devil's Angel. And buried in her dozens of online photos is a picture of a .38 revolver with five shiny bullets in front of it. Police say Kevin Shields was killed with a revolver like that one. And then there's Kenneth Eastridge, whose webpage is most chilling. His headline is, Killin' is Just What I Do. Lots of pictures of his tattoos, Born to Kill, and a Nazi SS insignia on one arm. Michael DeJoannere has reported on military affairs here for a local paper, The Independent, and has looked at a lot of military personnel webpages. He says most are designed to convey reassurances to families.
What I'm seeing here is a stark contrast. I'm seeing violent statements, tattoo that could be construed, that's hard to construe any other way, as racist.
Such tattoos are forbidden by the military. One other photo shows Eastridge in uniform holding a cat with a gaping wound. The caption reads, "Killed another Iraqi pussy." Another shows Eastridge holding an M16 and an AK-47 in his room in Iraq. The caption reads, "Ready for whatever." Again, Michael DeJoanna.
This is a weapon that probably should have been immediately turned over to higher commanders.
Defendant Bruce Bastion told police that he saw Eastridge fire at Iraqi civilians with an AK-47 so as to make it seem like enemy fire. The Army's Criminal Investigation Division has not been able to substantiate that charge. Eastridge earned a Purple Heart while he was in Iraq. We know the least about Private Bruce Bastion because his website is kept private. We do know that he has a wife and a daughter. We know that he came home on personal leave from Iraq, where he was a medic, and he was then held over by the Army because of a charge of domestic violence. He's still on active duty. His court-appointed lawyer, Rick Bednarski, would only say this about the case.
I think the military is sending kids over to fight a war and then coming back and not giving them the right treatment in order to get them to relate back to real life rather than life back in Iraq.
Kevin Shields' family finds it hard to believe that Kevin survived two tours in Iraq only to be killed by fellow soldiers on American soil. Shields' grandfather, Ivan Shields, raised the boy from the time he was three after his mother got involved in an abusive marriage. Like lawyer Bednarski, he believes the military is mismanaging soldiers' return to civilian life.
We just feel like that the commander out there at that base don't have too good a control over these people. I thought they ran a tighter ship than that.
Fort Carson officials say they can't comment on the case while it's under investigation. Kevin's mother believes the problem isn't so much what happens to soldiers after they get back from Iraq, but how they got into the Army in the first place.
All of them had mental problems maybe before they even enlisted. I just feel like that... I guess maybe they should have been screened closer before joining.
There's no evidence that any of the three had mental problems before enlisting. Whether they should have been more closely screened before enlisting may emerge as the investigation proceeds. There is the issue of Bressler's Army-diagnosed PTSD. PTSD has been used as an explanation, if not an excuse, in other criminal cases. But Bressler's attorney, Ed Ferry, says he won't do that.
The fact that he does have post-traumatic stress disorder has been used against him successfully by some of the co-defendants in this case.
In other words, he thinks Bastion and Eastridge have fingered Bressler as the trigger man because they think a jury would believe his disorder could have caused him to commit this senseless crime. Unfortunately, there's more to this sordid affair. Lewis Bressler and Bruce Bastion have also been charged with the murder of Private First Class Robert James. Bressler allegedly gunned him down in a parking lot as he begged not to be hurt. He was robbed of $45. And the police say the three may have committed or planned other crimes. What may be argued out in court is whether this is just a group of thugs who shouldn't have been in the Army in the first place, or a group unable or unwilling to set aside the killer instinct forged in combat. John McChesney, NPR News, Colorado Springs.